It's late afternoon, shortly after the close of our last episode. As you know, Perry Mason is convinced the key to the solution of Gordy Weber's murder lies in the dead man's past life. By now, Mason's investigation into Weber's past is underway. Reports are beginning to come in as the lawyer undertakes the task of shifting and arranging these bits of information. So Mason is on the brink of a startling and totally unexpected discovery. We'll hear what happens in a few moments. But first, let's join Homicide Lieutenant Donald Halverson as Don visits the home of his sister.
Anybody home?
Don, come on in. I just put the roast in the oven.
Hi, sis.
Oh, long time no see, honey.
Too long. Why don't you ask me to dinner sometime?
We do ask you. Sonny asked me last night if you were mad at
us. No, not mad, dear. Just busy. Where is that no-good brother-in-law? Chicks!
He went to the corner, so stop talking so loudly. You'll wake the baby.
All right. How is he, sis?
Chick's wonderful. Gee, I'm lucky.
Well, I'd say he's lucky, too.
I mean, because you and Chick are such good friends.
Oh, Chick's okay for a brother-in-law.
Oh, stop it. Let me have your hat.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the way you two tease each other.
Well, you don't kid a guy unless you like him, sis. Where's Sonny?
With Chick. They'll be right back.
Oh, wait a minute. Here. This is for Sonny. It's a policeman's whistle.
A whistle?
Mm-hmm. Got a chain and everything.
Don, you shouldn't have.
Why not? Can't a man spoil his own nephew? Here, I'll blow it for you.
Don't you dare.
What's the matter, Red?
You'll wake the baby. And don't call me Red. Want to see the baby?
Sure.
You'll have to be quiet because she's asleep.
All right. Hey. Oh. Little Red, huh?
Don't call her Red.
Hey, sis, she's beautiful. No fooling. Her hair's going to be just as red as yours. She's really a knockout.
She does look nice when she's asleep.
Sleeps just like a baby.
I know Sonny's your favorite.
But hey, an uncle can't play favorites. Here. This is for Little Red.
Oh, they're lovely.
That lace on them, you see? Uh-huh. Just right for a little girl. Come on, let's get out before I wake her up.
I could stand there and watch her all day. Sit down, honey. Chick saved you a glass of beer.
No, thanks, dear. Oh, that Chick, he is a lucky guy.
What made you say that?
He's got everything he could want. He's got a swell wife, even if she is my sister.
Thank you, dear.
He has a son. And he's got a red-haired daughter.
Why is her red hair important?
Oh, it isn't really. I was just thinking.
I've been telling you what you're missing.
Yeah. I'm just beginning to see how right you are.
Have you got a girl, Don?
Who, me? Look, all I said is a guy's lucky to have a nice home and family, including a little girl with red hair. I just think it's cute.
Something's on your mind. Come on, tell Mama.
Well, I'm working on a case, Dee, and you know how I am when I've got a tough kid.
Not this way.
What?
Nothing. Tell me about it.
You been following the papers?
No, why?
Dee, let me ask you a hypothetical question. Now, you're not much more than a kid yourself, so you remember how kids feel. Now, say that there is this kid.
How old?
21 on the 18th of last month.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this appears to be a nice kid all the way through. Only it looks as if this nice kid killed a man.
Well, almost anybody could get mad or scared enough to...
Now, wait a minute. There's more. If this kid committed murder, then it was premeditated. At least that's the way it looks, but...
Don, this girl...
I didn't say she's a girl.
You were very careful not to.
All right. How would you feel about her, sis?
If she killed a man and planned it ahead of time, she isn't what she appears to be.
Yeah.
Don, you never asked my opinion before.
I haven't told you all of it. I planted a cop, a policewoman, in the cell next to hers, Mary Moriarty.
Why?
So Mary could make friends and get the girl to talk. And it worked. Only Kate, Miss Beekman, made a friend out of Mary. I guess I'm not making this too clear, Dee.
There's a lot you haven't told me. Don, You were overseas when I started to go with Chick, so I couldn't talk to you about him, but... Well, I wrote you, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The night you met him?
I wrote and I told you about him. It's natural to tell someone who's close to you, like your brother or sister, about someone else who might be important to you. She's got red hair, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And you like her. She means a lot to you. Tell me about her.
I did.
Mm-mm. The real thing's done.
He's charged with murder, sis.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything. She couldn't do anything really bad, like planning to kill a man, or you wouldn't like her. I know you too well.
No.
So tell me what she's like. Is her hair real red?
Like yours. And she's sweet. She's in a jam, Dee, but she takes time to think about other people, you know?
Is she tall or short?
Oh, I guess she's about up to my shoulder. And she's got a real cute figure. She used to be a dancer.
Oh?
Serious dancing. She had a scholarship to an exclusive dancing school, but she was in an accident last year, and she had to stop dancing.
Oh, what a shame.
But she's okay about it. That's just it, Dee. She's a lady. She doesn't complain. She doesn't whimper. Even now, when she's really up against it.
This trouble doesn't matter, Don.
You keep saying
I
that.
Mean it. Honey, you just couldn't fall in really like a girl unless she was nice.
Yeah.
So this is only temporary, just a cloud in the sky. You'll make the sun come out, Don. I know you will.
Thanks, sis, but I'm not kidding myself. She's in real trouble. And it matters.
You'll straighten it out. Does she know how you feel?
Well, I haven't said anything. Maybe she has an idea.
I can tell you she does.
You think so?
Of course. A woman knows these things, only...
Yeah.
Has she talked to you?
About the kids? She can't. And it's tough. We're on opposite sides of the fence.
But she doesn't know you put Mary Moriarty in the cell next to hers.
Uh-uh.
Don't tell her now.
You think I'm crazy?
I mean, even after it's all over, don't tell her. After you climb that fence between you, Don, don't ever tell her.
Why? It's my job.
Mm-hmm. And she'll understand and forgive you up to a point. Even after you're married and... have your own red-headed daughter.
Stop it.
And you have late duty or get busy and can't come home. Or when she's worried about you. All the things that come between a man and his family.
Sis, it's my job.
Uh-huh. And she'll understand it. Up to a point. But any woman finds it hard to forgive her man for spying on her. Especially a redhead.
You're talking about Mary Moriarty? Because I put Mary in the next cell. Sis, I'm going to tell you, that's the last thing that worries me.
Meanwhile, in the office of Perry Mason.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, Maury. Yeah, well, do the best you can. Well, that's another one. This time, Cleveland. Look at this. Cleveland, Denver, Chicago, St. Paul, L.A., a dozen leagues.
Don't forget Baltimore.
Oh, I'm following up that one. But I can't follow all of them at once. Well, this is the time I envy Frederick Abt. All the D.A. has to do is pick up the phone and say, give me Cleveland, hello, Cleveland, give me a fast rundown on so-and-so. Oh, well, we'll follow him up, but it takes time. Are you listening to me, Miss Street?
Hmm? No, sir.
Oh. Don't let me disturb you.
I'm already disturbed. Doesn't it bother you to remember something that you can't remember?
What?
Well, I mean to see someone you know you've seen before and you can't remember where.
Give me that report from Mr. Merriwether.
Oh, here. He's going to phone later. No, I've seen her before.
Well, I'll phone Merriwether myself.
I could just remember. He's going to phone you, I said.
All right, then give me the other one.
So annoying. What do you want, Chief?
Approximately 100 good police officers, men or women.
What?
That other report on...
Now, what did you say? Police, men, or... Perry, that's who she is.
Who, Della?
Mary Moriarty, the girl in the cell next to Kate Beekman's. The girl Kate asked you to help.
Yes, of course. She didn't need any. Well, what?
She's Sergeant Mary Moriarty. I saw her at the policeman's ball 2 years ago. She wore a white off-the-shoulder dress. Perry, that girl's a cop.
Thank you. Well, the disclosure of Mary Moriarty's true identity, the last thing Don Halverson's worried about, is not only very important to Barry Mason, but also very pleasing, as we'll learn why tomorrow. So, by all means, join us, won't you?